Our learning should be continued. Chosef for Shalem and Moshe Sweet for the Simcha and Shoshana Basleya. We'd like to welcome our own special, unique guest coming to the Chabura. Okay, so today was a very famous yahrzeit of the Kotzker Rebbe and also his Talmud of Leib Eger. So last night we focused on some Tiberi Torah from Rebbe Leib Eger, so I thought it'd be very kedai tonight to be able to still try to connect to the Tzaddik and something that he taught and something that he lived by. The Kotzker Rebbe is brought down in the Sefer called Emes Ve'emuna, a collection of different Tiberi Torah that he remarked, an unbelievable thing. It's found in O's Tuf Pehe. It's also found in the English essays put together called "And Nothing But the Truth" by the Kotzker Rebbe, not him, by someone named Rabbi Ephraim Oratz. Unbelievable on page 52. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael and Matan Torah, "Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyunli." I want you to be holy people. So it says here a line in Yiddish that I don't know so much. We'll just say in Yiddish because it's as Rav Simon says, Yiddish is very, very, very good. Menschlich heilig zel zot ir mir zin. So in English, over here it says, the Torah instructs the people of Israel they are to be men of holiness to God. He expects you to be men, quote-unquote, human beings, explained the Rebbe. He does not expect you to be malachim. However, he does expect you to maintain a level of holiness in all your human activities. So let me ask you a question. If a Chodesh Baruch is telling Chayas Ramatan Torah, I want you to be holy people. We have to understand, what does it mean? How does a person live in Kedusha in this world? This world is a physical world. How does a person live be Kedusha in this world? So, if we open up a Shulchan Aruch, this is probably one of my favorite simanim, not that any Jew should have a favorite simon in Shulchan Aruch, but as Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, our Rebbe always quotes, this is probably one of the most famous simanim that should be well known, but it's not as well known as it should be. It's brought down in Hilchos Brachos, Simon Reish Laman Aleph, that the title of the sift, one sift, Shakol Kavanosav Yilushim Shemayim. That all your Kavanos, everything you do in your life, everything you do in your day, should be L'Shem Shemayim. And he quotes over here, Bechol Derchach HaDe'eo, that a person should go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, right, as the Chazal tells, V'amro Chachamim, Kol Ma'asecha Yud L'Shem Shemayim. All your actions should be L'Shem Shemayim. She'afilu Dvar M'shal Hashos, even the things that are not Chiyuvim, they're things that you can do, right? If you want to eat, you have to make a bracha. Okay, go on. How does a person live B'Kedusha 24-7, not only when you're learning, and not only when you're davening, Ha'achila, V'Hashasiyah, V'ha'alicha, right? When you're eating, when you're drinking, when you're going about, you're not just walking on Amsterdam Avenue, you're not just walking on Central Avenue, you're just not walking on Queen Anne Road and just thinking of looking at everyone. So no, a person's tapped into where he's going. A person's listening to a shir, a person's davening, saying a couple perek tehillim. I heard a great story of the Lubavitch Rebbe. Said the Lubavitch Rebbe used to, whenever he was walking, someone would always see him murmuring either some perek tehillim or saying different mamar chazal. And you see this by a lot of tzaddikim. Mamash always tapped into Kodesh Baruch wherever they go. And if you see, dafka those things, ha'achila, shesia, ha'alicha, yeshiva, dafka in the things that it looks so physical, but what do we see in the Shorash? Yurhei, achila, shesia, yurhei, ha'alicha, yurhei, yeshiva, yurhei, kima, yurhei. What's yurhei? Yurhei is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, right? Yurhei is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. So if we look to be Anshei Kodesh, then we'll find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're doing all these physical acts anyways. The difference between just living a physical life or living a holy life is just having that kavana. Why am I eating right now? Am I eating so I'll be able to learn better later? Or am I eating because I'm so hungry and I have to have that cedars from Carlson Gabby's? I want to have three cedars. Like these guys in DRS always tell me. Gashmis, all about gashmis. For the high school kid, it's always about the immediate pleasure. But someone who's tapped in, who wants to live a life of Kedusha, the Kotzker Rebbe is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not telling us to fast. No one's telling you to fast. Okay, some tzaddikim might be fast Mondays and Thursdays for Shovim. Maybe that's not for us. But if we're eating, if we're doing these physical activities anyways, why not do it L'Shem Shemayim? And I thought maybe this also connects to what we're coming up with Hilchos Megillah and Purim. The Bi'ur Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim brings down in Siman Tov Reish Sadi Hey that when it comes down to it, sometimes when people take the Gemara of Mechayev Inish the Besume Ad the Bepuria Ad Lo Yadavin or a Holder of Mordechai Mordechai, and unfortunately it gets to a level where it goes to not pleasant things. Now just read the Lashon of the Bi'ur Lecha. Kaven Shekol Anis Hayadei Ayayin. When a person understands that the whole miracle happened through the wine, Lachin Chivul Chacham Neshtaker Lefachos Lishcha Yosem Yergelo Kidei Liskar Anis Gadol. Therefore, a person The Chachamim obligated a person to be able to be intoxicated or drink a little more than they're used to. And therefore, but however, if a person knows that he's going to be mezalza in other mitzvahs, b'nitilas yadayim, whether doing nitilas yadayim for the suda or when he goes to the bathroom, ube bracha, ube kasamazon, if he gets to a state that he's not able to think or be, that he doesn't bench properly, or that ma'ariv and yeshiva, a person's not able to daven ma'ariv and yeshiva correctly, or shelo yispala minchal ma'ariv, was not able to daven minchal ma'ariv, osh yinhog, and in the ways of the bi'ur halacha, kalos rosh, and a person's just talking about frivolity and he's talking about nonsense, mutuv, the bi'ur halacha says, shelo yishtag, it's better for a person who doesn't get drunk. And listen how he ends off the whole thing. V'chol ma'asav yulishiv shemayim. But he doesn't say at the end a person shouldn't drink. If you're going to be able to tap into the mitzvah, into the mitzvah hayom, and not only the mitzvah of drinking, but the mitzvah of eating, and the mitzvah matos of yom. Anytime you get, we're getting involved in physical things to make sure that it's l'shem shemayim, and that's exactly the form of Gemara Sota. And Yisrael says it on Yud Zayim and Aleph. Chash Baruch Hu says ish shazachu shchina shu yivneim. A man and a woman that merit, that have their merit, that they're able to have a Chash Baruch Hu in their lives. Then they're able to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ish v'isha, the Gemara says. Why da'afka ish v'isha? What's the difference between the words ish and isha, man and woman? Ish you have the yud, and isha you have the hay. So if sure, shlita, and everyone, and all the modern day, and all the achrom, they all bring down, when a person has Kadosh Baruch Hu in mind, then they're living their lives with Kedusha. And if they don't have the yud and the hay, if they don't have those things in mind, have a Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly on their minds, then it's ish. If you don't have the yud in the hay, then it's ish. You take out the yud of ish, it's ish. You take out the hay from isha, it's ish, and it's fire, and then it's not good. So how does it connect to shkala? So I think if we just stretch it out a little bit, what's the ikkar day of the week that we're so involved in just fully focusing on our spirituality? But not only our spiritual things, we also have a tremendous chus, you know, to a tremendous opportunity to uplift our physical things. And dafka that day, That day of the week is Shabbos, right? Everyone knows that Shabbos, we know that we have in the Shami Yisrael, and we're supposed to be able to think of that everything we do on Shabbos, all the Shabbos foods, it's brought down by, I think, Chazal, that the Shulchan is Mechaper, like the Mizbeach, that everything we do at the Shulchan is Mechaper, and we're reaching up to the Karbanos, just like the Karbanos are Mechaper, or the foods of Shabbos are Mechaper. So we know, that we say in the first Pasuk, we say in Parshas Shkalim, Kisisa Esrosh B'nei Yisrael, right? Chadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael that you should count every Rosh in Klal Yisrael, right? So the Chidush HaRim, which is also quoted by Rav David Weinberger in the name of the Ben Ish Chai, I remember, I think it was last year, I think he said, and it made this a beautiful idea, Kisisa Esrosh B'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? Kisisa, if you raise Esrosh, not the head, but if you raise the word Rosh, what's the first letter after Resh? The first letter after Resh is Shap, Shin. The first letter after Aleph is what? Beis. And the first letter after Tav, the first letter after Shin is Tav, right? And that spells Shabbos, right? In the words of the Chiddush HaRim, the first Ger Rebbe, Vezel Kisisa Ashrosh, Kasher Manasim, Ba'osias HaAleph Beis, as Osias Resh Alan Shiv, Osias Achrem, Nimsa Shabbos, Ki Aadeh HaNivit, HaNadivis, Fa'ashkam, Shayisra, Mis'ala, Misnasa HaShabbos. When a person will be able to give the shkalim, when you give the shkalim, you connect yourself to other Jews, then you become uplifted. But I don't think it's only just after referring to shkalim. We see there's an inherent connection between shkalim and Shabbos. And maybe we could say, just to be able to tie it into our backyard of our idea of when a person lives their lives with Shem Shemayim. That's not only Shabbos on Shabbos. The whole week is Shabbos, Dick. As Chesky Shrier once said at his chassan's tish, if you were there. The whole week is Shabbos Day. We don't say Sunday. Yom Rishon Shal Shabbos. Yom Sheni Shal Shabbos. The whole week is Shabbos Day. If we live our lives like that, then our whole lives are changed. And as the Kotzker Rebbe famously says, someone once asked the Kotzker Rebbe, where can you find Hashem? And the Kotzker Rebbe said, back very, very smartly, very, very emphatically, he said, Hashem is found wherever you let Him in. If you want to let him in on the gym, you'll find Him in the gym. You want to let Him in on Central Avenue? You want to let Him in Dougie's? You want to let Him in Carlson Gabby's? You want to let Him in at the Ranger game? Even at the Miami Heat game? Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. But you have to think about it. You have to have him in mind. So Mir Tashem, it's my tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the night going out of the Kotzker Rebbe's Yortzeit, to be able to make sure, to make him proud. Anshei Kodesh Ti only. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu dafka wants human beings. But human beings of Kiddush, human beings who before they go to sleep, they think, why am I going to sleep tonight?
I'm going to sleep so I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. I'm going to sleep right now so tomorrow I can have a great day of learning, great day of chesed and tefillah. And then I think it's the biggest message for chassan and kallah, but for them embarking on their lives, people to always say, to always have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the back of their minds with whatever they do. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochen in our own lives to be able to do that one step at a time. And Emir Hashem, when we come to Purim, right around the corner, we'll be able to tell Amalek, Yad al Keska. Not only Amalek, Chodesh Baruch Hu's name is not only Yurhei, but also Vavhei, and to be able to fully make the Chodesh Baruch Hu's name full. And Emir Hashem, to dance in the streets of Yerushalayim, your Kodesh, come this Purim. Shkoyach.